This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This year, two recordings made in the early 1970s by this Philadelphia jazz ensemble were dusted off and brought back to life. Newly issued and reissued tracks by the seven-member ensemble Sounds of Liberation are available on the revamped Dogtown Records in collaboration with Brewerytown Beats Records. Sounds of Liberation was a band and a social movement that formed in the Germantown and Mount Airy communities of Philadelphia and rose to the forefront of avant-garde black expression. Members Bayard Lancaster, Khan Jamal, Monette Sudler, Omar Hill, Dwight James, Rashid Salim, and Billy Mills played together during a fertile black artistic movement of their day, one that contrasted with the heaviness of the power structure that was less than favorable to Philly's black communities at the time. I recently spoke with guitarist Monette Sudler and local music archivist and historian Max Ochester of Dogtown and Brewerytown Beats, who's helping to introduce this mix of free jazz, spiritual jazz, and funk to fresh audiences. Monette, this group came together in the early 70s. So many of the members were living in Germantown, as were you. And you met everyone when you were about 20 years old. You're working at the local Y, and you had a great interest in jazz guitar. This music is good. When did you know you had something?
I think we knew we had something, you know, right away, really, which is why we kept doing it.
The music is described in a news release that I received as social activism. What is going on in the music that is social activism from when you were making the music?
Well, we did a lot of community events, outdoor festivals. We went into the prisons and did things there. We did a lot of things at the colleges. You know, at that time, it was all about black empowerment and lifting up the community. And so we were all in and supporting those types of efforts.
Inspiration for these songs. Can you think of something that you remember feeling or wanting to put into your guitar work at the time?
Like some of the titles, Black Awareness, Breath of Life, New Horizons, were all kind of uplifting and kind of reflective of the times.
Max, you really pushed for this group to reform and get back at it on stages in front of new audiences. That must feel great.
It does. I have a deep interest in Philadelphia music in general, but this is definitely right up my alley. It's, you know, soulful jazz music with a bit of avant-garde on top, and it's the stuff I really love.
Everybody carries something in these songs.
I think I mentioned that to Max. We were doing some of the music at Johnny Brenda's recently. And I was like, Max, it's not possible to really recreate that moment because it was very organic.
It's been a dream just to see them on stage performing together. And the two times that they've performed now has been amazing.
You and original Vibes player Khan Jamal and his son helped release and re-release this music on Dogtown Records, which was initially started by original sax player, the late Bayard Lancaster.
It's interesting because Dogtown has a very kind of storied past. Bayard had a song on his first record in 1969 called Dogtown. From everything that I know growing up, I grew up in Mount Airy in Germantown, and Dogtown was a gang, basically, back in the 50s and 60s. You know, that area, he kind of took that name and made it into something very positive. So
I mean, Dogtown was the name of the community.
The community.
Yeah, and, you know, out of a lot of the communities, because there was Dogtown, there was Somerville, there was different names for different communities. And unfortunately, at that time, there was a lot of gang involvement. Yeah.
What is the great story that is told by this music?
Well, I think the great story is that each of us as individuals were contributors to the music. And so it reflects all our personalities, where we were at that time musically. Because music never lies. Music always tells the truth.